And welcome back to Out of the Woods. We're going to keep things going right now and kind of shift into a little bit of bluegrass. We don't have too much bluegrassy stuff on the show this week just because of the sheer volume of the new releases and whatnot, but we got some new releases in this pile too. So Grand Old Ditch right now, their new CD is called Big Red Ball, and here's one called Man's Best Friend on Out of the Woods.
All done? Tell me. What? Tell me. All right. Okay.
Resentment lingered on. In the little town of Jarrettsville, near the Mason-Dixon line, some rejoiced and cheered the Yankee victory. Others shook their heads and wondered how it could be. Martha Jane was a fair young girl from a farm just up the road. Her family thought the rebel cause was honorable and true. She fell in love with Nicholas, who wore a coat of Yankee blue. Their families were on different sides, but their love seemed strong and true. Was it foolish pride or jealousy that made him go away? The marriage he proposed was repeatedly delayed. When he returned, she said, "I must be your wife. Our baby will have a father, or I will take your life." She walked into that old tap room where ladies never go. She spared his face, fired for the heart of the one she had loved so. No one could believe what she had done as she turned and left the room. Some said she spoke in quiet tones, "I'm ready to meet my doom." The jury heard the evidence of a crime so sad and true. The crowd outside waited to see what the court would do. They could not find her guilty, though in cold blood she did kill. There was too much Southern pride. Town of Jarrettsville, there are two silent graves in the church outside of town. You can often hear the whippoorwill as the sun goes down. The sad song seems to say, in the evening so still, Southern pride in the town of Jarrettsville. They could not find her guilty, though in cold blood she did kill. There was too much Southern pride in the town of Jarrettsville.
Time that I recall, and I could stand up straight. afraid to talk. Thought for sure I knew it all. It seemed so long ago. Not unlike a shooting star. I fell so hard, fell so far. You find out who you really are if you don't already know where to hide. After all the time I wasted, now I should know better than to try. In the end, I'll be the only one to know what I've been running from so long. Bound to happen anyway. Today's as good as any day. If you're ever gonna make a change, you might as well begin. 'Cause everything you say or do someday will come and visit you. You can bet the cold hard truth will find you in the end. Nowhere to hide. After all the time I wasted, now I should know better. In the end, I'll be the only one to know what I've been running from so long.
Like I've outgrown some old shell. I know someday like me, and I can stretch out every limb and brace these bones against the coming of that old.
That's going to the top of the pile, I think. Brand new. That's one of the newest ones that just came in to me. I haven't even listened to the whole thing yet. From Jamie Lynn. That's J-A-M-I-L-Y-N-N. Her CD's called Fall is a Good Time to Die. And that was Red Fox. Real nice stuff. You had some nice dobro on there from Dalton Coffee. And Eddie Ferris playing the mandolin there, along with Andrew Reinerts on the bass. Jamie Lynn playing the guitar and singing for you. Real nice. Craig Market and Tom Yutz there from Nowhere to Hide just before that. And the title track, Bluestone. Brand new stuff from the CD, What Goes On. We're Jarrettsville. Going to send that one out to Tom Neal, our new friend out there. Just want to mention that's on the Patuxent label, if you're looking for that. Grand Old Ditch started off the set from the new one, Big Red Ball. And we heard Man's Best Friend. Well, I can't believe it, but we are already about to begin the third hour. So that means we have to take another quick break. But we will be right back after this.